I think we should be doing everything possible for our fish processing facilities locally, because a lot of our products that used to come here are going to other areas.
Larry Durst works for Ocean Beauty in Petersburg. Local plant officials want to get rid of the company's older, unused bunkhouse between the Middle Harbor parking lot and the Ocean Beauty pier. According to Durst, the building was once used as a net shed, then a bunkhouse, and has deteriorated to the point of no return. The plan is to tear down that building and put in a complex of up to 8 container vans that have been converted to housing units with bathrooms. The company has 6 of the units right now that it used to house additional workers a few miles out the road at Scow Bay back in 2011. And as Durst explained, moving these housing units next to the plant would save workers a lot of transit time.
These guys, 36 of them or whatever, are going to be staying there, are working anywhere 14, 16-hour days. By the time they get off work, they don't really feel like going down, standing at the end of the dock, waiting for a school bus to come and pick them up, drop other people off at other locations. By the time they get out there, it's another hour and a half out of their schedule by the time they get showered up and cleaned up and get to bed for the night, and then they'll be back at work 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning.
Durst said the new bunkhouse setup would look better for the community and work better for Ocean Beauty and its employees. He called it a win-win situation. According to the plan, Ocean Beauty would tear down the old structure and put new pilings and a concrete pad in its place. The 6 containers would be placed in 2 rows stacked too high, with permanent plumbing and electrical service as well as stairs. The company hopes to eventually add 2 more for a total of 8 units. Each group of 4 would be covered by a pitched roof. The containers are now painted green, which matches the company's main bunkhouse across the street. The Harbor Department uses similar vans to store equipment in the parking lot right next door. The Planning Commission spent more than an hour asking questions about the plan. One concern was that the installation should appear more like a permanent building rather than just some stacked containers. That was the intention, according to Ocean Beauty plant manager Cheryl Romeo.
We would like to keep them permanent. We would like to have 8 there. We would like to have a roof over them and give them more of the appearance of a building. But I also have to comment that those containers are used as housing for a lot of the processing facilities all over Alaska. And the reason why I've researched that is to make sure I met what the needs of Petersburg was. And so I called the main person who's been selling them and asked him to give us footprints and show how these were made to be housing units and not just temporary housing units, but that people could live there for the summer.
The Ocean Beauty officials said they were willing to work with the city to make the installation look nice. Commissioner Ron Bushman, who initially raised the aesthetics concern, was willing to give the company that opportunity.
As far as I'm concerned, if you guys are willing to make this look like a permanent building and kind of disguise the containerness, then I can support it.
Bushman suggested putting a band of siding or other material around the gap between the stacked containers, and other commissioners agreed that was ultimately included as one of the conditions in the company's conditional use permit for the site, which the commission unanimously approved. Pending approval from Ocean Beauty headquarters, company officials in Petersburg hope to start work on the project this year. I'm Matt Lichtenstein.